and the Grimbeard's treasure-seeking scullion landing party climbed aboard the good ship Lucky 13 to set sail for the Isle of the Scullions. Dog's Breath the Durbrain accidentally bumped into Hiccup as they climbed in and knocked him onto the floor of the boat, where Snotlout trod on him. "Clumsy me," grinned Snotlout, swinging the flash cut in a nonchalant fashion. "Good luck, useless." Lucky 13 set off slowly from the harbour through an ominous thick fog hanging heavily over the whole of the Inner Isles. It was difficult to see more than 6 feet ahead. After 3 or 4 hours, they caught sight of the Isle of the Scullions, looming spookily through the mist. And Hiccup's immediate thoughts were, in no particular order, "Let's go home, turn around, abandon ship." "Don't sweat," he told himself. "Scullions can smell sweat." But he could feel himself getting hotter and hotter with seasickness and fright as the island drew closer and closer. In fact, even the bravest and most chatty of the hooligans fell silent as they sailed deeper and deeper into waters their tribe had been forbidden to enter for hundreds and hundreds of years. For the Isle of the Scullions was a very sinister place. The black cliffs in their odd pillar-like formations and the bloody bright red earth seemed to whisper the word death. All around there were crazy towers of limpet shells, stacked up in piles perilously high, like so many fantastic sculptures. Being unable to fly or swim, the scullions were imprisoned on the island. They had long ago finished off any small mammals, reptiles or birds that had once lived there. For years they had had to exist on shellfish, the limpet in particular, because it was so plentiful. There was no sign of life anywhere. No rabbits, mice or other scuttly creatures running around the hillsides. No birds calling from the clifftops. Nor were there any signs of the scullions either. There were, however, worryingly enormous holes dotted all over the landscape. "Those must be their burrows," thought Hiccup. They were larger than any burrows Hiccup had ever seen before. Some of the holes were as big as the front door of the Great Hall. "They must be somewhere down there," thought Hiccup, swallowing hard. Because there were no animals or birds and no winds on such a calm day, there was an eerie silence. Except, that is, for one terrifying sound. Imagine the set-your-teeth-on-edge screech of a chalk scratching on a blackboard, multiplied hundreds of times over. It was the sort of noise you might get if you were sharpening 1,000 knives on 1,000 stones, but it was far more excruciating than that. It sent all of Hiccup's nerve ends wincing and jangling, even as he realised what the horrible rhythmic scritch-scratch was. It was the sound of the scullions sharpening that extra-long claw of theirs on a rock deep within their burrows. This was a practice Hiccup knew about, but had never actually heard in real life before, called sleep sharpening. Hiccup took a deep breath. "Well, at least we know they're asleep," he thought.